Now my PowerPoints aren't going to be as fancy as David's, so I'm not there yet. So I got a couple questions. You don't have to answer them, but I got a couple questions for you. When you walk through those doors, or these doors, or the doors over there, whenever you walk through those doors at any given time, and you're greeted with the world, and you're living your daily lives, and you're just going through your whole life, so you're just living, and have you ever experienced people using bad speech? Whether, let me get that. Have you ever experienced people using bad speech? Whether it be at work, your coworkers, or a customer that you're dealing with. Whether it be at Walmart, you're shopping. I know how much we love Walmart. Whether you're at Walmart shopping, or you're at home, you're watching TV, you got commercials, you got social media, all these different scenarios, and you have people using bad speech. Well, how does it make you feel? How do you feel when you hear those people using those bad speech? Now, not just the words, but conversations or statements, whatever it is. Is it harmful to you? Do you feel harmed by it? Are you saddened by it? Do you feel sad when you hear others use bad speech? Or are you worried when others use bad speech because of maybe others around, you know, the little children who shouldn't hear it? Well, our text for this morning is Ephesians 4 and verse 29, and I'll read it real quick. Let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the needs of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who will hear. Now, I posed all these questions to you because I had an experience last month. Now, I don't know why this experience stuck with me, but it did, because I normally deal with this on a daily basis because of my work. I'm blue collar. I work in electrical, so I deal with this all the time. But for some reason, this moment stuck with me. I was at work, and this was last month, and I went to take lunch, and I went to Michelangelo's. I love pizza, so if y'all want me to do anything, give me some pizza. Love pizza. Now, I was at Michelangelo's at lunch getting pizza, ordered the pizza, and I sat down. And as I was eating the pizza, I overheard the employees speaking. And they weren't speaking in such an edifying way. They, of course, given what I'm talking about. So they weren't speaking, and they were using bad speech, you know, bad words, bad phrases. They were just all over the place, just speaking bad. Well, it's not an accident that that happens. God tells us how to use our speech, Ephesians 4, 29, as I read to you. But before we get there, we need a little bit of context. And in chapter 4, Paul is urging believers to live in unity. Verses 1 through 16. And he also tells them to live in immaturity, 11 through 16, and purity, verses 17 through 32. And that's where our text is in the purity section, where he tells you to put off the old self and put on the new self. And that, so verse 29 is part of that purified, transformed life that he's talking about. So my outline. First point, prohibit harmful speech. My second point, promote edifying speech. And my third point, purpose of edifying speech. So what we're going to look at is the first point, do not use bad speech. The second point, but instead use good speech. And the third point, the reason why we use good speech. So my first point, prohibit harmful speech. Now what I did is I took this verse and I split it into 3 points. I also know how much we love our 3-point lesson. So get ready, there's going to be a lot of 3 points in this lesson. So my first point, prohibit harmful speech. If you look at the verse, the first part of it says, Let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth. So, first thing we need to do is understand what this verse is talking about. So what are unwholesome words? Well, unwholesome words could be false speech. This could be lying, deception, intentionally misleading others. Another could be malice speech. This could be talking ill of somebody, spreading gossip, damaging reputation. A third could be harsh speech. This could be abusive, unkind, cruel, intended to hurt or offend others. Now, as I said before, where I experienced at Michelangelo's, those people using this speech. Now, they weren't using all of this speech, but they were talking in a harmful way. Also, as I said before, I deal with it on a daily basis at work. My coworkers, customers, whoever I'm dealing with, it's a constant battle of dealing with this. Also, yesterday when I was eating with Trent and Morgan, and I don't know if y'all caught it, but I did. When I was eating out with them, I overheard somebody near us using bad speech. So constantly there are going to be people who use unwholesome words. So, and he tells us, he also says, let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth. He doesn't say let some or let these or let those. He says let zero, zip, nada. Let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth. But he tells us what to do instead. So my second point, promote edifying speech. Now he goes on to say in the verse, after he says, let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment. Now there's a lot to unpack there. So what we need to understand is, what are those words that are edifying and what are the moments? So what words edify? Well, words that build up. This is words that encourage, inspire, strengthen. Words that meet needs. Words that are helpful, good, appropriate. And words that are empathetic. Words that, when you're talking to someone who's sharing their feelings, you tell them, I understand, or you're sharing your feelings with that other person because you understand what they're going through. So, what are the moments that need such words? Well, moments like preaching or teaching, because you know I'm going to need it after this. So preaching and teaching are words that are encouraged. You know, you can encourage someone who's preaching or teaching. Someone who's struggling with a problem, that's words that meet needs. Someone who's facing a problem, no matter how big or how small. Words that hurt or upset. Someone comes in and they're upset about some kind of situation. Those are words that are empathetic. Now, on Mondays, I have a Zoom meeting with David. And usually we talk about the devotions that I just give. And he's been helping me with my preaching and teaching skills and my public speaking skills. That's why I look so confident up here when I'm actually nervous. So, I have these Zoom meetings with David, and he tells me, he gives me instructive criticism on things that I might need to work on, or I did this right, I did this good, or maybe I could improve on that. Also, whenever I give a devotion, after we end services, you guys walk up to me and you say, thank you, good job. Oh, thank you for helping me look at this in a different way, or whatever it is. Those are words that are edifying in that moment. Now, we're going to look at why those words are edifying. So the purpose of edifying speech. Now, at the end of the verse, he says, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Well, there's a couple of things we need to understand there. We need to understand what is grace. Well, grace can be defined in multiple ways. Unearned favor, kindness, or blessing. Also, we need to understand who are those who hear. Now, I know you might already understand that, but we need to go over it. Those who hear are the ones who are listening, whether the ones that you are talking to or the ones who are around you listening to who you are talking to. So the purpose is to be positive. The purpose is to be positive. Being positive is when you speak words that are encouraging, helpful, words that understand when people hear it, and not negative words that are hurtful, discouraging, destructive. When David's instructing me, or when you're instructing someone or encouraging someone about a lesson, the person that you're talking to or the people who may be around you are listening to that. And if those are edifying words, that's giving grace to that person that you're talking to or those who are hearing it. Also, another example would be whenever you're at work or wherever and someone makes a big mistake, well, instead of dwelling on it and instead of, putting them down and telling them they did such a bad job, why'd you do this, why'd you do that, tell them that, yes, this mistake happened, but we can fix it. You're giving grace to that person that you're talking to and maybe whoever's around you. Because instead, you could have just said, hey, you did such a bad job. Get off the job site or whatever. I've seen that happen. But instead of doing that, you just talk to them like, hey, it's okay. It can be fixed. So, how do we speak like this? So we got all this. So what do we do with all of this? Well, first, filter your words. Before speaking, pause. Consider if your words are wholesome, helpful, appreciative. Ask yourself, will this build up this person that I'm talking to or tear them down? Second, speak to edify. Use words that encourage, use words that are helpful, use words that strengthen others rather than words that tear them down. And final, give grace to those who listen. Let your conversation reflect your new identity in Christ, marked with kindness, helpfulness, which displays God's love in every interaction. Now, I know this day is going to be cut a little short because, this is the first time doing it, so we might get home a little early and eat lunch a little early. But I know you're okay with that. When I heard those people talk in such a way at that restaurant, it reminded me of how I used to talk, how I used to be before I became a Christian. But then when I became a Christian, God changed me. He helped me to speak better. Now, it's an ongoing struggle. It's not something that's going to be changed overnight. This is a gradual change, and you're still going to struggle with it. So, if you're here tonight, that's devotion talking. If you're here this morning, and you're not a believer, and you need help with your speech, or you need help with whatever it is, there's someone here who can help you. Now, if you're a Christian and you're here this morning and you're struggling with your speech or you're struggling with anything else, whatever it is, there's someone here who can help you. So if you're here this morning and you need help in whatever way, whether it be your speech or maybe you want to know God, and there's someone here who can help you. So you can come forward, have a seat, or you can find someone after services as we stand and sing.